Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Sadi Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, 13 lines up from the foot of the page, with the words Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Yishmol Ibish Salke Negabei Rabbi Zira Rabbi Hoshe Rabun Bar Kahana Rabbi Chananya Chavri Hoin Du Habonon Mevaktei Chamon Rabbi Shua Bar Zidol Yosef Amin Hamar Shmuasa Bahamar Uvda Osen Rishanali. Rabbi Yanai, son of Rabbi Shmuel, became sick, and Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Hoshea, Rabbi Yibun, Bar Kahana, and Rav Chananya, and all of their group of Chachamim came to visit him. They saw Rabbi Shua Bar Zidol there, sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai. The rabbi said, "This is Rabbi Yanai, son of Rabbi Shmuel, who related the teaching in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish. And this is Rabbi Shua Bar Zidol, who posed them the question." Amalon Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, Kain Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Masik, Heimboi La Mishum Giloi, Veloi Mishum Yai Nesech. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, said to them, "Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that sweet wine has no prohibition if left unattended, nor does it become prohibited as Yai Nesech. Amle Rabbi Zeira, de Dilma ma elein de Reish Lakish da'achin hachin." Rabbi Zeira said, "Perhaps Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was merely suggesting it as a possibility, but didn't actually make a ruling." Amle loy le'uvda v'samchun aloy. Rabbi Yanai says, "No, he ruled that way, and we rely on this." Kadenachtun kam Rabbi La. Im Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana Amalei Elulei Da Asun Rachmin Shumasa Vlei Masnisa Hi. After they left the house, Rabbi La met Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana and said to him, "If you wouldn't like relating teachings of the Amoraim, couldn't the question be answered from the Braisa? The Tani Rabbi Chia Yain Mevushal Shogoyim Lama Asa Mivnei Shahaya Tchilasa Yain Choymet Shogoyim Mivnei Mar Hu Asa Mivnei Shahaya Tchilasa Yain." The Braisa Rabbi Chia says that why is cooked wine of Gentiles prohibited, as it began with wine? But if it came into his possession already cooked, it would not be prohibited. Why is vinegar of Gentiles prohibited, as it began as wine? Am Rabbi Yossi Masnisa Am Makein Hayan Bachemet Shagoyim Jahayim Tchilasa Yain. Rabbi Yossi says one could also understand it from a Mishnah in Masechet Avodah Zarah, wine and vinegar of Gentiles that began as wine, but if it came into his possession already cooked, it would not be prohibited. Reb Imi Havalei Urchin Amalon Elulei De Iskali Chama Mevashla Didi Havina Mashki Lechun Lechoy Minei. Rabbi Imi was hosting guests. He told them, "If my cooked wine would not have been left uncovered, I would have given it to you to drink." Amalei Rabbi Bei Eiseva Ana Shtaye. Rabbi Bei said to Rabbi Imi, "Bring it to me and I'll drink it." Amar Man De Boy Yomus Yezo VeYomus Goy Beisei. Rabbi Imi says, "If a person wishes to die, let him die in his own house." Ba Yudni Igli Kundatun Didei Asa Shala Rabbanon Amalei Asur. Ba Yudni's Kundatun was left uncovered. He asked Rabbanon and they told him that it was prohibited to drink. The Gemara asked, "Well, didn't Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachman say in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that wine is sharp, bitter, or sweet, yet not prohibited if left unattended?" And Rabban of Kithon, quoting Rabbi Chiya Bar Titus, answered that permission applies when the kundatun consists of one-third herbs, one-third honey, and one-third wine, which is not the case with Bar Yudni's kundatun. Bon kami Rabbi Abo, yain shenispashel shenisgale ma'u. The question was asked to Rabbi Abo, "What's the law of cooked wine that was left uncovered?" Amaloin karina sicha Rabbi Yochan ba'asen shalun li loiko shekein yain merushal. Rabbi Abo answered that if Rabbi Yochan was unsure about sweet wine, certainly cooked wine, which began as regular wine, is prohibited if left uncovered. Al Shalom Rabbi Yitzhak Amalei Asur. They went to ask Rabbi Yitzhak, who ruled it's prohibited. In her, Rabbi Abo, the Am Rabbi Yochan Asur, and Rabbi Abo then remembered that Rabbi Yochanan had prohibited it. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Imi B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Im Haya Nichnas V'Yotze Muta. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that if the person is coming and going from the house, it's permitted, as a snake will be afraid to drink from it. Bar Natuza, Iskalile Gigise, Asa Shalom Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amalei Im Haya Yotze Nichnas Muta. But Natuzah left his barrel uncovered. He asked Rabbi Abba Mamal, who ruled that if he had been coming and going from the house, then it's permitted. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Imi, B'Shem Rabbi Loza, Im Haya Yoshem Muta, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Loza, said if he was sleeping near the wine, then it's permitted. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Chadama Yoshem Muta, Chonama Yoshem Osa, Rabbi Yadani Man Amada, or Man Amada. Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Shua ben Levi disagree. One said if he was sleeping it's permitted, and the other said that it's prohibited, and we didn't know which opinion. It's logical to say though that Rabbi Chanina held that if he was sleeping, it's permitted, because as in all places Rabbi Lezer relies on the words of Rabbi Chanina, and earlier Rabbi Lezer permitted it. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul Mishtai Ahen Uvda Chad Itza Habas Rachma, should say Mitzvasa Ubala Sani Mitzvasa, should say Chad Zman Salik Gaba Chad Misken Yavas Koimei Meichol Ki Achor Agashes Bala Istalik Yahavte Goy Elisa Yavas Koimei Bala Diechol Achol Nam Badamechle Asya Chibra Achor Min Ma Dahava Koimei Vahav Mistakalbe Min Deita Kam Boy Meichol Min Ma Dahava Koimei Shoid Hahu De Elisa Milulebe Hada Amma Yashain Asa, should say. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul said that there was once a wife that loved to do mitzvahs, but her husband hated to do them. Once a poor person came to her and she gave him a meal. Whilst he was eating, she sensed her husband was returning home. She sent him to hide in the attic. She fed her husband a meal and he fell asleep. Whilst he was sleeping, the poor man watched as a snake came and ate from the food. When the husband awoke, he wanted to continue his meal, and the poor man called out from the attic that he shouldn't eat it as a snake ate from it. This shows that if a person slept, it's prohibited. And then the Gemara says, Karichava, no, the Gemara rejects that. The husband was wrapped in his clothing, so the snake didn't notice him. And this follows the text of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ha've'ein osa mishem yichud, the Gemara asked the question, why didn't she become prohibited to her husband for being secluded with the poor man? V'kindu leichoshed al hador, leichoshed al hador, ginafu v'dam bideihem. And the Gemara answers, since the poor man wasn't suspected of leaving the husband to die as he saved his life, he also wasn't suspected of adultery. The Pasuk says, in Yecheskel Pek, Chofkimu Pasuk Lamed Zayin, for they have committed adultery and blood is on their hands. And this shows the connection that if one is not suspected of murder, they are also not suspected of adultery.